Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We continue our introduction of the middle section of the Amidah of Bakasha, of the requests that we have of Hashem. We mentioned these are the universal needs of Klal Yisrael, all times and all places. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah did not only author it for their time, wherever and whenever a Jew would live, these are the priorities. These 13 are what calibrate our compass of priorities. So davening is not only exercise in asking Hashem for help. Davening three times a day is reminding ourselves what really matters, what is important, and it is these 13 things. The Ramchal and Derech Hashem, we mentioned last night, that davening, the Shemoneh Esrei Bakasha of the Amidah, the middle section, is to contextualize Hishtadlus. Hashem designed the world in such a way that we can't sit back on our couch, we can't be passive or complacent, we don't wait for the Parnassah to simply be dropped off at our front door, we don't wait for a person who's sick to simply heal on their own. We have to exert and express ishtadlus. We need to make initiative. We need to make an effort. But the danger of effort is we could confuse the results as correlating with our effort. So we daven three times a day, says the Ramchal, in order to remember that while we have to demonstrate our effort, ultimately success, results are determined by Hashem, not by our effort. Our effort is a means to the results that Hashem provides. We daven with our words and we daven with our actions. And davening every day, says the Ramchal, reminds us of that. Rav Volbe, Zatzal, and his Alei Shur, in the Chelek Aleph, he says, the yesod of tefillah, the foundation, the core of davening, is building up our emuna. It's incredible how, no matter how sophisticated man is, no matter how much progress we've made, all it takes is between Shacharis and Mincha to forget there's a Hashem. Between Mincha and Maariv, particularly if you're not paying attention, to forget there's a Hashem between Maariv and the Shacharis the next day. We get so distracted by this world, by temptation, so confused. It's so easy to forget. So we daven three times a day, strategically place the beginning, the middle, and the end of the day in order to keep centering ourselves and keep coming back with emuna. It's so easy. It's so fleeting to feel Hashem's presence, to know that we serve Him, we surrender to Him, we're accountable to Him. And so three times a day we daven, and we offer not only the Shevach to remind ourselves who He is, but the Bakasha to really surrender all that we need, these 13 universal core needs, to Him, all as an exercise in Emunah. The Nefesh Chaim Rechaim V'Lashon has a third approach. Why do we offer this Bakasha in the middle of the Amidah? And he says something very interesting. By couching these Bakashas between Shevach and Hoda'ah, what we're essentially reminding ourselves is all the things we're asking for, all of these universal priorities and needs, they're not for us. They're not self-serving. Why do I want good health? And why do I want income, parnasa, prosperity? And why do I want to fight for justice? And why do we want redemption? And why do we want ingathering of the exiles? All for me? The answer is no. Hashem, after reciting the first three brachos of Shevach and remembering, we are here to serve You. You don't serve us. Now the bakasha is, I need the tools to be able to serve You. Here are the resources I'm going to need. Here are the tools that I'm going to need. How can I fulfill my mission in this world, Hashem, if I don't have good health, if I don't have prosperity, if I don't have resources and income, if I don't have an environment of justice, and if the tzaddikim, if we don't have emuna? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, the bakasha of the Amidah three times a day is to remind us that we don't stam want and work for these things to advance ourselves. We want and work for these things in the context and in the service of Hashem. That we are here to serve Him, we're here with a mission, we're here with a purpose, we're here to make a difference. And the chutzpah that we have to ask Hashem for these things, because it really is an enormous chutzpah. Hashem, I know between Shacharis and Mincha, I did about a billion things wrong. I neglected You, I was disobedient to You, I didn't fulfill the promises I made to You just at Shacharis this morning. But if You don't mind, could You heal and could You forgive? And could You provide income? And could You... Who are we? Where do we get the brazenness, the bold chutzpah, to ask and demand? If you look at the language, we'll go through this as we begin to review the brachos. It strikes me almost every Amidah, the boldness with which we turn to Hashem, we say, Atachonin, we demand. We direct Him. Give me. Like, please and thank you aren't so included in the language of the Amidah. So where does it come from? Who do we think we are to so brazenly and boldly essentially demand of Hashem what He has to give us, what we're asking Him to give us? The answer is, if it were for us, then who are we? But You tasked us with a mission. You gave us a mandate. You gave us a purpose. How could we fulfill it if we don't have our faculties? How could we fulfill it if we don't have our resources? Davening the Bakasha in particular is what reminds us that we ask for all these things, not for ourselves, but we ask for all these things for Him. These 13 brachas, are they in a random order? Why do we start with Das? If you and I were writing the Amidah, and we listed, even if we came to the conclusion of these 13 things, what order would we have put them in? Would we have followed this order? Das, knowledge, intellect being the first? We know it comes from the Gemara. Megillah derives it from Sukkim. But what is the theme? What is the order that it follows? We'll pick up with that in concluding our introduction to Bakasha, and then we'll dive right in Mirtz Hashem.